It's Ness Andrews and it's Tuesday morning. Hope you've had a great bank holiday weekend. And this morning I wanted to share a reading with you from Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 4 to 10. And it reads, "The word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am only a youth. For all to whom I send you, you shall go, and for whatever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." And what I love about this scripture is just taking it, right, breaking it down, just the very first verse, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Now, I think that's repeated in other scriptures in the Bible. But it's just phenomenal, isn't it, that here is God, and before I'm even created in terms of earthly format, I come out into this world and your parents see you for the first time, every finger, every toe, you know, whether you've got hair, whether you haven't got hair, what colour your eyes are, all these sort of things. God has already formed you. He already knows what you're going to look like. And beyond that, he doesn't just know what you're going to look like. He knows how your life is going to plan out. He knows what he's got in store for you. And okay, it might not quite go to plan perfectly, because as humans, we do tend to mess things up. But he still has a destiny for each and every one of us. And he then goes on to say to Jeremiah, and I have consecrated you and I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. So beyond just creating him and knowing exactly what he's going to look like and creating a plan, he's called Jeremiah out and he's called him to be a prophet to the nations, but also someone who's going to give his life and serve God throughout the whole of his life. And that's amazing, isn't it? Because, you know, Jesus was called as the Son of God. That was one huge responsibility that he had to carry when he walked on earth. And here again is Jeremiah. He's called out not to be the Son of God, but he's called out to be the prophet of God and to the nations. And, you know, he's so young and so he's bewildered and he's saying, well, what on earth is this meant to mean? I'm young. You know, how am I going to know this? I don't have this wisdom. I don't have this experience. But God says, shh, do not say this. Do not say I'm only a youth. Because what God is actually saying here, I believe, is that you don't need to come experienced and equipped and have years of walking as a prophet, because I am going to be with you every step of the way. I am going to help you. I'm going to counsel you. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to command you whatever you shall speak, he says. He says, I'm going to deliver you, says the Lord. And he says, I'm even going to give you the words to speak to help you on this journey. And that is when we look at the gift of prophecy, don't we? And we look at the prophets beyond Jeremiah in the Bible. This gift of prophecy is the ability to be able to speak God's word. Not a conversation that we want to discuss, not words that we want to share, but it's actually God's words. It's a prophecy of things to come that we could never know, whether it's about the future for a person or for a group of people or for the church or for the world. It's something that we could, as humans, never know. And he calls him out and he says, I've set you this day over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. Wow. I mean, I think I'd be quite freaked out, actually, as a young miner being told that this is my destiny. But God is so good, isn't he? It doesn't matter what our destiny is. He's always with us. He never forsakes us. And he walks with us day by day on that journey, equipping us for what's ahead. And I just find this, and I guess so did Jeremiah, just really reassuring and comforting that even though we embark on a journey, even though we grow up, we get married, we have a career, you know, different circumstances come at us in life and we're not necessarily know the onward plan, but to know that God does and he will equip us and he will be with us and he will comfort us is just such a reassuring place to be, isn't it? Let us pray. Father, I just want to thank you, Lord, for your word. I want to ask, Lord, that you will give us the reassurance and the confidence that you gave to Jeremiah on that day when you called him out. Lord, we are all called out. At some point, Lord, you come to us and you equip us and you call us out to be prophets of your kingdom, Lord, on this earth right now. And Father, I pray that people will be obedient to that call and that they will go forth and they will disciple people and they will bring people into your kingdom, Lord, whilst they're walking on earth before their opportunity to come to heaven is calling them. And I ask this in your precious name. Amen.